Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on March 16 regarding Michael Talay, T-A-L-A-Y. Michael Talay is a 61-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on two occasions. Period. On 4/10/19, he slipped and fell, causing his face to hit a steel beam. But as a result, he believes he injured his tooth. Period on 3/2/21. Make that 2/2/21. He also slipped and fell, injuring his hip and knee. Period, he went to St. Mary's Emergency Room after the former. Period, he states relative to the facial trauma, he was connecting lines, then fell forward. Period, he needed 8 stitches to close lacerations on his lip and chin. Period. He has not undergone any surgery relative to either event and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, Mr. Talay was seen at St. Mary Emergency Room on 4/10/19. Stating he knocked his face on the back of a trailer, hitting his lip and dislodging a tooth. Period. He has a laceration on his lip and thinks the tooth may be lodged in his lip or was swallowed because he could not find it. Period. He related his face was hit on a trailer door. Period. Exam found a 3-centimeter V-shaped full-thickness laceration of the left lower lip crossing the vermilion border. Here there's a dental fracture down to the gum line noted of the left upper lateral incisor. Period. His lip laceration was sutured. Period. He was prescribed medications, treated, and released. Period. New paragraph. On, scratch that. He was treated and released with diagnosis of lip laceration and dental fracture. During the paragraph, Mr. Talay was then seen by an oral maxillofacial surgeon on 4/15/19. Period. Dr. Sock, S-O-C-K. Discussed the extraction of tooth number 18, 19, and possibly 10. Period. This was going to be done under general anesthesia. Period. He did undergo surgery on 5/9/19, involving extraction with bone graft for ridge preservation of tooth 10, 18, and 19. Period. He followed up through 8/5/19. Period. He had no complaints, but they were going to evaluate for dental implant placement at site number 10. Period. On 8/12/19, Dr. Sock performed that procedure. Period. The petitioner saw him through 6/1/20 to complete the dental implant of tooth number 10. Period. Opening paragraph. Additional records show Mr. Telly was seen at urgent care on 2/5/21, complaining of intermittent pain of the left hip and left thigh since 2/2/21. Apparently it was a result of an injury at work. Period. He underwent exam and x-rays of the left hip that showed no fractures, avulsions, or dislocations. Pair joint spaces were well maintained. Pair there was no soft tissue swelling, comma, bone tumors, comma, cysts, comma, and no intramedullary lesions. Period. X-rays of the left femur all similarly negative. But he was diagnosed with pain in the left hip and pain in the left thigh. Period. He was given activity modifications and was to return on 2/8/21. Period. He actually go back to the 2/5/21 visit. When first presenting, he stated he was shoveling snow when he slipped and fell on ice, leading to this accident. Period. He did return on 2/8/21. And remains symptomatic. Period. There was tenderness, palpation over the left thigh, but not at the buttock or hip. Period. He was unable to externally rotate the left hip due to spasm. Period. He had an abnormal gait and limp, favoring his right lower extremity. Period. He was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph. In that regard, he was seen by Dr. Conte, C-O-N-T-E, on 2/16/21. Period. X-rays of the left knee were done, showing no fracture or dislocation or osteoarthritis. Period. X-rays of the left hip showed no fracture or dislocation. Period. There was mild hip osteoarthritis. Period. His assessment was pain in the left hip and left knee, comma, contusion of the left knee and hip, comma, muscle strain of the left gluteal region, comma, and complex tear of the medial meniscus. Period. He made medication adjustments and ordered additional diagnostic testing. Period. New paragraph on 2/25/21. MRI of the left hip was done to be inserted here. Period. The same day, he had an MRI of the left knee to be inserted here. Period. He returned to Dr. Conte on 3/3/21 to discuss the results. Period. By then, the left hip MRI was essentially unremarkable. Period. There was a partial tear of the quadriceps tendon, most on the lateral side near the patella, referring to the knee MRI. Period. He was given an orthotic for his knee. Period. There was a low chance for requiring quadriceps tendon repair. Period. He would be out of work and was going to participate in physical therapy. Period. Physical exam. He had eyes, ears. He wore a beard. Period. He was missing many teeth on the upper and lower palates. Period. His lip looked fine, with no sense of laceration, discoloration, or infection. Period. Tooth number 10 was missing. Period. He stated the implant was placed, but he never had the tooth implanted on it completely. Period. He states the dentist also removed two other teeth that were unrelated to this accident. Period. Neurologic, normal, extremities lower, normal, hips and pelvis normal, knees normal, cervical, thoracic, and lumbar normal. Impressions. On 4/10/19, Michael Tillet slipped and fell while shoveling snow and struck his face. It appeared he did not experience loss of consciousness. It appeared he did sustain a laceration overlying his lip. Period. He had this repaired with sutures, and he was referred for specialist consultation. Period. He came out of the maxillofacial surgical care of Dr. Sock, who performed a few procedures as noted above. Period. New paragraph. After the event of 2/2/21, Richard Delay was seen at urgent care on 2/5/21. Period. X-rays were negative. Period. Then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Conti. Period. MRI studies of the left hip and knee were done to be inserted here. Period. As of 3/3/21, Dr. Conti prognosticated that surgery would not be necessary for the quadriceps. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of Mr. Tillet was entirely unremarkable about the lower extremities, including the left hip and knee. Period. There was absence of tooth number 10 since his implant procedures were never completed. But he is missing many teeth, stating the dentist removed two other teeth and for unrelated conditions. But his lip looked entirely healed. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the statutory left hip or knee. Period. Relative to the face, there is 0% permanent partial total disability relative to his lip laceration. Period. He did experience the loss of what appears to be at least one natural tooth. Period. And that is the end.